Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks with Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking with Kevin Neumeyer. He is the CEO of Ecology and Environment, Inc., which trades on NASDAQ. The stock symbol is EEI. Kevin, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
All right. Why don't we start off with getting sort of an overview of Ecology and Environment's unique focus in the environmental services industry.
Okay. Ecology and Environment is really focused on solving environmental problems, coming up with sort of the best solutions to those that allow development to go forward and also the environment to be protected. We've done that over what's almost 40 years now, and we've worked on about 45,000 projects in 84 countries. We put together a multidisciplinary team, so we have about 85 different scientists and engineers, types of scientists and engineers on staff, and put them together to best solve a problem and kind of come up with some unique solutions, improve the environment, and also allow development to go forward.
All right. Now, you're generating about $100 million in revenues. So what's the size of a typical project that you're involved in? And give us an example, maybe, if you can share something, what would be a typical customer and what you do for them?
Well, we got a wide range of customers from in commercial and government sectors. Projects can range from $5,000 to maybe $10 million. There's a typical project we might go through. Renewable energy is a hot sector for us right now. So for a wind farm, we may be doing a sort of an initial assessment to see if it's a good spot to site a wind farm. From that, we may go into some more detail, looking at birds and bats, looking at some of the other some of the other environmental impacts with that, and may go through to an environmental impact statement, depending on the state.
Okay, so I would assume that the current political situation is favorable for your business.
Yeah, I think the it really is. It's this new green economy, and looking at creating energy local here to the U.S. and other renewable projects around the world kind of fit us very well.
How big? What segment is the renewable energy part of your business? How big of a segment is that for your as part of the overall picture?
Well, let's see. The commercial energy is probably representing 30 to 40% of our business and growing considerably. We're doing probably about 200 or so wind farms. We're starting now to do a lot more in solar. We've sort of previously been doing sort of smaller PV applications, and now the solar applications are now getting to the 100 megawatts and above size. Some of the hydroelectric in Brazil, and with that comes the energy transmission. We have for years done pipeline work, and we're doing electric transmission now, which is from an environmental point of view, it's very similar. You're putting linear facilities in to deliver energy.
Okay, and now you mentioned Brazil. What's the sort of geographic sort of diversification of your business, or what percentage of it is outside of the U.S.?
A little more than 30% is outside the U.S. About 70% inside the U.S.
And so renewable energy is, I guess, a key growth driver for your business going forward.
Yeah, it's one of the areas that's really it's been growing quickly now for a number of years. Probably really since about 2000 is we started doing the environmental work on what were smaller wind farms at this point, but now that business has really really taken off.
Okay. And now, what's the size of the industry that you operate in? I guess the consulting business, if you will, the environmental consulting.
Well, we're sort of a piece of that. It's hard to get an exact number because we're kind of in a variety of different markets within there, and we'll do, you know, maybe 100 or so different types of work with sort of some big sectors, and oftentimes that money isn't, you know, necessarily broken out specifically of what portion's consulting.
Mm-hmm.
It's substantial and it's growing quickly.
Okay. How about your background? Like, what's your background and, you know, some of the key members of your team?
I'm a civil and environmental engineer. In addition to being a licensed engineer, I got a master's in natural science and studied global ecology. Worked here at Ecology and Environment for about 25 years in a sort of a variety of positions up to currently as president and CEO. We've got a group of founders, Gerhard Neumeyer, Frank Silvestro, Jerry Strobel, Ron Frank, kind of took this business, started it at four people, and grew it to 1,000. We've got sort of our senior management team, Ron Scarry in marketing, Larry Brickman, sort of proposals and strategy, Fred McCuskey on technical services, Jerry Gallagher, environmental sustainability, John Mai, CFO. Got a real solid team.
Okay, and what's your you know, sort of growth strategy? What, you know, where do you see, you know, Ecology and Environment, you know, in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, see it basically going to serve a market that's growing quickly. It's growing kind of from a few drivers. First, this the idea of a new green economy fits us just very well. Most of the services that we provide kind of fit into that green economy. And so that can be renewable energy. It can be things sort of the transmission of that energy via pipeline and electric transmission, energy efficiency, and that could be like in a building. It can be in transportation. We have GreenRide, a software web-based product that's used around the country for carpooling and other alternative transportation. Can basically in a lot of these new green areas, has to do with looking sort of at a global cap and trade or a reduced carbon input.
So Obama has been good for your stock.
Yeah, I think he has.
The chart, and yeah, in fact, your stock has done really well since the election.
Yeah, I think what I think's been great about the administration is tying the environment to the economy, and they do I mean they do work hand in hand, and there is this path to a future green economy that has to do with energy efficiency. It has to do with how energy is produced and moved. It has to do with, you know, what it's like in a carbon constrained world. And we've got a history of doing that. For example, our headquarters building is we built over 20 years ago. It's the and they do this LEED rating of kind of sort of how green your building is. So it's the oldest existing LEED Platinum building in the world. So we've been doing this for a long period of time. We've been working with energy transmission and its environmental impact since the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. So we've been involved in that. In the 70s, we had a wind turbine on the top of our building. This is something we've believed in and kind of been working hard on, and it's finally come into fruition. And the market is there. We're sort of responding to it. We've been growing. We were recently named by Fortune Small Businesses as one of America's top 100 hottest small cap companies. So we're number 50 in that. You know, despite the economy, our revenues have been up 35-40% over the past 2 years. We're doing well, sort of despite the economy.
Mm-hmm. In terms of revenues, like the big picture? What's your goal for, you know, for the next 3 years?
Not to give guidance, but I mean we are looking to grow revenues every year. We're trying to figure out exactly, you know, in the short term, what that's going to be. We got sort of pieces of the recession, as well as a green or an economic stimulus that has a lot of green in it, and we're following that. We think that's going to be good for our growth. You know, ultimately, we'd like to be a company double the size or better. You know, whether that'll happen in the next 3 years, I don't have the crystal ball that'll say that.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you is that you paid out a dividend a few months ago. Is the dividend going to be part of the sort of what investors can expect going forward, or is that a one-time?
I think they can definitely expect that. We have, since we went public in 1987, we've paid a dividend. We've done that 47 times. We've raised that dividend 14 times. We've never lowered it. So yeah, it's something.
I had bad data. It looked like it was one time. So you pay an actually an annual dividend then?
That's correct. Yeah, right now it's at 20 cents twice a year, so we're 40 cents.
Uh-huh, okay. That's great. And now, would you say that, you know, the investor community completely understands your stock? And if not, like, what is it that they're missing?
Well, I don't think probably there's been sort of the exposure. I don't think they completely understand the stock. Really don't probably understand sort of the link of the services we offer and how closely they tie with this sort of new green economy, cap and trade, and just sort of a heightened environmental awareness, which is kind of something that we've detected worldwide over the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And finally, I'll ask you: what would you say or would be the key reasons for investors to consider when thinking of buying the stock today?
Well, I think first, you know, and foremost is probably we got a strong future outlook for our services. Whereas, you know, there's parts of the economy that are hurt. This is sort of the creation of these new green jobs and the new less or more sustainable type of economy really fits to our strong suit. It is where we have the most knowledge, and go ahead and provide that. So it's you know, there's both a near term and very much a long term that makes sense. We're sustainable in a whole bunch of different ways. One's also being financially sustainable. We've got very low debt, strong cash position. As I mentioned, we've been paying dividends since 1987, and we're growing. So, I mean, basically, we've got a lot of good things going on, and we think that's of value to our shareholders.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you, and I'm sure our audience looks forward to following your progress, you know, in the months ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. It's Ecology and Environment.